Bank of Cardiff, this is Nick speaking.
Yeah, this is Glenn Morton for Shepherd's Gardening and Lawn. I received one of y'all's letters in the mail today.
Excellent. Do you have that 16-digit reservation code?
Yes, down here at the bottom of this card here. It's 2311-4201-0039-8669.
Thank you. Just give me 1 second. I'll pull up your business profile here. And Glenn, what's the best number for you in case we get disconnected?
This is it. I just got a brand new, smartphone, my little bitty, small, regular flip phone. It wouldn't come in too good, so I got this one here. It's supposed to have more available information and all the bells and whistles with it, but this is it.
Good. Oh, perfect. I don't have that on the caller ID. Could you,
Yeah, I can give it to you.
Okay, great.
Okay, ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, 936-201-1581.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Glenn. And Glenn, can you tell me the name of your business one more time?
Yes, Shepherd's Gardening and Lawn Care, or Shepherd's Gardening and Lawn. It's registered as a small business in St. Augustine Chamber of Commerce. Plus, I have a business account at Compass BBVA, Compass Bank here in St. Augustine.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, it looks like you also did some financing with Kubota in the past.
Yes. Probably as of last month, I've got a financing for one of their zero-turn diesel mowers. It's an excellent machine. Matter of fact, if I get the financing, I'll probably try to get a little bit smaller version, because some yards I do and places, commercial business, don't have room for the large one I bought. But small one I've got, getting about 9 years, it needs to be replaced.
Nice. Okay. All right. Yeah, it was based on the payment history with Kubota that this is the reason we sent you the offer for our financing. We work with Kubota sometimes. So the payment history there, so that's why we have you pre-qualified, not only for the equipment financing, but for our working capital line of credit program. We have your mailing address. Do we have that correct at 404 South Montgomery Street?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect.
In San Augustine.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Excellent. Okay. How long have you been in business for, Glenn?
I went in business May of 1976 for commercial mowing. I was probably doing it as a teenager when I was growing up, but I didn't get to do it full time. I just basically went commercial some years ago. I moved about four different times, but I've always had enough equipment to start over with, which is nice. Some people, they move, they have to totally start over. They can't take it all with them.
Yeah. All right. Well, so
at least I know I can say I have a job that I enjoy doing and spend this particular part of Texas. Right. You can do mowing and gardening care since we haven't had any snow in about 4 or 5 years. I do this basically from May to May of the next year. I haven't had to put any equipment up. It's rained and temperatures have been in the 50s. 60s this whole winter, including February, and with all the rain we're getting, I'm sure you heard about the rain. It's been basically very warm and very mild winter. In the spring, it's already been hitting 70s at night, which is excellent. I call it greenhouse effect to keep all the plants and grass growing around here basically day and night.
Ken, so are you just north of all that flooding?
I'm hearing there's been some flooding not too far from here, but not in my area. I live this particular part of city limits. I live about three blocks from downtown. Most of the area where I live at is all downhill toward these bar ditches or creek ditches, and they all flow out to the lake. I'm not near any flood areas where I live at.
Wow. I mean, obviously, I'm sure you know we've all been watching it on the news, and it's just been...
Oh yeah, I watched that real close. That's one of the reasons I'm still glad I almost thought I'd move out of here and move toward North Texas, but they've either get a real bad winter or they're getting flooding. And of course, south of us toward Brownsville, they've had some flooding. So this thing's been an area that's been staying really doing good as far as no flooding, no fires, no other problems as I'm aware of.
Yeah, just perfect for you, huh? The grass is growing and.
Oh yes, sir.
Nice. All right. Yeah, actually, you can tell me. I drove through the Panhandle in Texas, and in November, a couple years back, and it was snowing in November in the Panhandle of Texas. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, if you're in the Panhandle, you're probably catching what drifts down from Colorado or going through Oklahoma or whatnot. It stays pretty chilly at the Panhandle, but generally, the time it gets down here, if it's in the 30s, it's already up. It's only about 50 here, so it's cooler. But we don't really get a winter down here. It's almost like saying, "What do you do when Galveston gets the winter?" They still surf out there all year. It really hasn't got that bad unless the wind is up.
Yeah. Oh wow, yeah, you're right on the border of Louisiana too. That's real nice. You ever go down to New Orleans?
Not New Orleans. I know the customers. I buy cypress or cedar from and make decorative fence posts or stuff for their porches down here. I do a little bit of chainsaw artwork and some chiseling. So I buy some wood that's supposed to last a long time, and some people just like it to prop up their front porches or roofs with, and I go buy cedar and cypress for them, or if it's legally available anyway, because you're not really supposed to cut it by the swamps, it's protected. But,
oh, really?
I know quite a few people in Louisiana as far as it sell me wood. Of course, their taxes are a little cheaper there than this year.
Oh, no, it's, I work with some people in your neck of the woods, and I'll tell you, and February, it can be awfully tough to get a hold of them because Mardi Gras time, they all leave town and go to New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, I usually hear or see stuff about that. Yeah, yeah, it's a little wild. They don't usually want to talk about working. They just play.
No, I mean, when Mardi Gras is coming, I'll call somebody when a customer is trying to get a tax return or something we needed for his business, and the receptionist told me, "Oh, you'll have to wait a week. He's gone."
Yeah,
you know,
everything goes off the hook when they have the Mardi Gras. Yeah,
Louisiana. I'd like to go back, but anyway, I could talk about that all day. So Glenn, what were you interested in? What were you calling in to find out?
Just basically, how much would I rate for? I don't even want half the amount of money because it's just $250,000. My business is not that big, and I don't have a reason to borrow that money. I would like to have enough to pay off my, I call my work truck. It's a F-550. Actually, it should be called a F-900. It's a real heavy-duty Ford, and it's been an excellent work truck I bought used, but I've sold about just under $4,000, about $3,900. I'm going to pay it off and probably have the money, not just to finance, but probably go back to the Kubota dealer. That's only about 3 miles from here. And get a second, I call backup, smaller diesel mower, and possibly get maybe one of their good heavy-duty backpack blowers, and I'm set. I don't need anything else. I don't really want to extend myself out for a whole lot of money unless I need it. That way I'll stay out of debt.
Okay. Do you not qualify for the Kubota financing?
Yes, sir. As far as I know, I mean, I got it without even putting money down. They said, well, you don't need shouldn't have to worry about it unless you do something drastic like lose your home or repo your truck or something. They said, but when you have a Kubota product, within 1 year or right after 1 year hits, which was last month, you automatically can qualify to finance something else. And I would say, yeah, I'd like to go back there and get at least one more mower.
Okay. Well, the reason
I'm sure
asked
they would finance it, but if I had the money, instead of, you know, financing two objects through them through the Kubota finance company, I just didn't have the money, like, from y'all or whoever gets me the money. So I just go down and say, I'd pick out that one mower and maybe a blower and say, here's the cash or a check or whatever.
Well, the reason I ask is this. I'm familiar with Kubota. Like I mentioned, we partner with them sometimes. And I know when their in-house financing can be 1-3%.
Uh-huh.
Right? So I can't beat that. The reason they can offer that 0-2-3% rate is because they subsidize the cost of the equipment. Right?
Oh.
Or they subsidize the rate because they make the profit off the equipment. And I just, right. I couldn't get you money that cheap. And so I don't want to string you along. If you're looking for some capital, you know, as far as materials or marketing or anything like that, I can get you a great business loan. But I can't beat 2%, 3% because...
I just want to say, in order to pay off, like I said, the only debt I have right now, because I own Kubota, but I want to at least keep paying on that. Maybe through the end of the summer, then I'll probably take my savings and just pay it off. But I'd like to be able to keep it. Like, that's a good credit reference. And if I can keep paying it on a monthly payment, if anybody says, well, how's your credit? I says, well, I've been paying on this Kubota.
And they have a great rate. It's almost free money. Yeah.
And I'd say, other than that, I'd like to have enough money, however it comes out, to, like I said, pay off my big work truck. That's the only truck I have left that I'm owe on. And then possibly have enough money to get one more piece of Kubota equipment, maybe a large backpack blower, because it will come handy this summer as well as the winter time.
Okay.
That's all I need. I'd say $12,000. I'm thinking a new Kubota, let's say, garden tractor, diesel, would run 6,800, 7,000 plus tax, and let's say the truck, let's just go ahead and say four. It's under 4,000. Just say it's 4,000. That's 4 and 7 is 11,000, and the blower would run about $800. So that's what I said. 11 or 12,000 should be enough to pay off or pay off thing and have this one more piece of equipment. That way, that's all I need it for. I'm not sure if I have a minimum or a max or what.
Well, you're over the minimum. I usually don't touch anything, $5,000. I'll do it for somebody that, more of like a friend kind of situation. But $12,000 is great. Typically, I like to say above $10,000. But, you don't want to tie the money into any your truck or the equipment. You just want to have $12,000 in cash, do what you want with it.
Well, yeah, what I'm going to do with it is pay off my truck. So it's everything as far as my titles is clean and clear, and purchase one more Kubota item, and get a large backpack floor, which mine's sitting about 11 years. I think I need to replace it. It's not strong as it was. That's really all I need. I mean, if you need where I have to borrow more to a certain limit, I don't mind having a little extra cash as far as $2,000 extra, say, to cover, stuff like tires. Most people got commercial trucks like I got, have at least a $2,000 credit availability per truck. That way you got tires covered, transmission work or whatever.
Okay. And what kind of terms were you looking for? Our max term for our capital, our working capital loan, is 3 years. Were you looking to...
That's fine. You 3 years is good. That's what the Kubota is for.
Yeah, I mean, you sound like a man who likes to pay off his debt, and that's why the impression I'm getting is you don't want long-term debt. What kind of rate are you paying on your work truck?
I'm not sure. If I paid it off right now, I wouldn't save anything. I mean, like I said, I should have enough to pay it off. If I keep it going like I'm doing, at 360 or 365 a month, I should have it. I have to go through the rest of this year and then 1 month into next year, and it'll be paid for. I would like to pay it off early. Like I said, if I do, if I decide to go ahead and go to Kubota tomorrow and get me one more item, and I'm financing something for, say, $200 or $300 a month, payments, I like to have a truck out of the way. That way I'm not having but one or two items that I'm making monthly payments on.
Okay, I gotcha. All right, so for your business, do you have a business location, or do you operate this business out of your home?
It's out of my home, basically. I've got two places in town where I have stuff stored. It's the property I agreed to. I told the man I wouldn't put all my commercial trucks here. I've got two commercial trucks and one personal, but I've got like four trailers. Two are pretty good size, low boy trailers. I've got I got stuff in for gardening and bush trimming equipment, and they're sitting in another location. You can't put everything here. I'm sitting on roughly about a half by three quarter lot where I'm living at, but it's not enough room to put all this stuff here. It's supposed to be a personal home area, because I told the man I wouldn't just make this place look like a hardware store and put everything here. So there's different people that got me some lards that are fenced in, and I put all my stuff there.
Okay, so wait, I'm sorry. So for your commercial, your trucks and trailers, can you tell me again, what's that space like? Is there a building, like a warehouse kind of location?
No, it's just basically open. Most of my drives where I've got, like, where I'm living at now, I got my personal truck and my main F4 550, which is four-wheel drive. It pulls most of my mowing equipment or tillers and stuff like that. It's sitting here. My big F600 stake bed truck. It's I call it a lumberyard truck. It's got like a 16-foot bed by 8-foot, and it's automatic with a diesel. It drives like Cadillac. It's sitting about 2 miles from here. Guy owns some property. He doesn't use it, but it's sitting in a nice location. Got a light around it. I got some other stuff over there. He just watches for me.
Okay, so since you operate your business out of your home, do you rent or own your home?
I own this home right here. It's a large mobile home or prefab home, however you want to look at it. You can move it, but it's not supposed to be. I've been here at this location for about 9 years. I did live in Broadus area, but there's too many people, I think, from the boonies area who come sneaking around looking for something for free. So I move a little closer into the city limits so I can the police department can drive by here when I'm not here.
Yeah. Okay. So do you have a mortgage on your home?
It's totally paid for.
Oh, okay.
Perfect. Owe a nickel. Yeah. I think I'll pay a little tax on it, because if you don't own the property, you still pay a proper property, personal property tax. At least in San Augustine you do.
Yeah.
The property itself is owned by a gentleman I lease it from.
Oh, okay. And what's the best email address for you?
Let's see. I just got it the other day, which is going on this phone here, this so-called smartphone. It got a pen?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It's small case letters, Shepherd's Gardening, S-H-E-P-H-E-R-D-S, Gardening, G-A-R-D-E-N-I-N-G. And it's got number 34 after that. And I think it's I'm doing Google, so it's
at Gmail?
Yeah, that's it. gmail.com.
Perfect. All right, Glenn, I'm going to email you our one-page application. I have it pretty filled out from our conversation. And what we need to collect from you as far as, you know, are you a sole proprietor as far as your business, how it's registered?
Yes.
Perfect. So I just need what's called a Schedule C from last year's tax return or 2014 if you didn't file for 2015 yet. It's just a Schedule C that has your business name, right, your name, and your revenues. You know, it's a Schedule C, profit and loss, and some bank statements from your business checking account. And we'll have this approved for you within about 24 hours of receiving those items. And you'll know where you stand as far as rate, term, payback, everything like that.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I need to know that other stuff too. Yeah. Anyway, like I said, this thing came in the mail here, and I said, well, I don't need that kind of money, but a portion that was just getting by so that I don't get, you know, it's easy to get going with some extra stuff during the summer. But, man, when you get too buried in it, here comes the wintertime. Even though the weather may be mild, the customers really want to say, well, I'll see you next May or June. You know, I say, oh, we'll slow down one way or the other.
All right. No problem. We'll get you. Can you spell, how do you, here we go. Perfect. Never mind. I found you. All right. I thought I misspelled the way you spell Shepherd, but it's S-H-E-P-H-E-R-D-S.
Yes, sir.
That's perfect. Right. Great. I'll get this out to you in a few minutes. I got a couple things on my desk, but I'll get it out to you in hopefully the next 15 minutes, and we'll take it from there.
All righty, that's fine. I said, now, if you need to mail me anything, you know, you're welcome to mail it at the address. If the electronic part, it's harder to get a hold of.
No problem. Well, we do everything
out by. So that I can get the weather application on by knowing you're going.
We'll do everything. We'll email you and everything, and then if we need to FedEx anything back from you, we'll give you our FedEx information. But
yes,
we'll email you all of our documents, and so you can look at everything on your email, and we'll go from there. And you'll have my you'll have my direct line in the email, so you can contact me with any questions.
All righty, sir. Thank you.
Thank you much, Glenn. It was great talking with you, sir.
I appreciate your help, sir.
Yes, sir. Day.